Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is a wild software bug that affected Apple devices with FaceTime group video calling. Since the software bug went viral on social media and 9to5 Mac first reported the bug and how to protect yourself from it, Apple has since disabled group FaceTime from its servers. But the software bug effectively allowed anyone to call your iPhone, iPad, or Mac and hear audio picked up from your microphone without you answering. And in some cases, even see video from your device. The bug required group FaceTime to work, which was added to iOS and macOS at the end of October, but it's possible the eavesdropping bug has been present for nearly 3 months. The bug worked by calling someone with FaceTime video, then adding yourself or them to the call as a third person on the call before they answered. The result is that you could instantly hear audio from the other person before they answered, and sometimes after they rejected the call, even showing video if the call was rejected from the power button. In the short term, the only fix to prevent the iPhone or Mac from being susceptible to the security flaw was turning off FaceTime altogether. Apple has since disabled group FaceTime until a software fix to iOS and macOS can be delivered. Apple says it's working on a fix that should be ready later this week. But for a software company laser-focused on its message of privacy, the security flaw is a major mistake that will have a long-lasting effect on Apple's image. Before Apple disabled group FaceTime at a server level, government officials were already instructing iPhone owners to turn off FaceTime to prevent eavesdropping. And while bugs happen, and there's a difference between company policies that don't respect privacy and software mistakes that accidentally violate privacy, the effects on trust and confidence are pretty similar. The bottom line on what you should know now is that since group FaceTime was turned off, the bug is no longer possible to use, but you'll definitely want to update to the next iOS and macOS updates before relying on group FaceTime when Apple eventually turns the feature back on. In other news, the finance-focused news channel Cheddar is first to report that Apple is working on a subscription service for games on the App Store, the idea that you could pay monthly and have access to iPhone and iPad games without buying individual apps. 9to5 Mac's Guy Rambo has released a new Mac app called AirBuddy that makes AirPods connect and show battery status when nearby on the Mac, just like on iOS. And we revisit Apple's AirPods and how they're holding up for early adopters, customers who have used AirPods daily since December 2016, and how 2 years of usage has had an effect on battery life, dropping from 5 hours to 3 hours to, in some cases, 1 to 1.5 hours between charges. And Apple and insurance company Aetna are working together on a new wellness program powered by the Apple Watch and an upcoming iPhone app. The program is called Attain and will launch this spring for Aetna insurance customers. Attain members who voluntarily opt in can use the Apple Watch and the Attain app on the iPhone to meet daily and weekly health and activity goals in exchange for reward points that can go toward the cost of the Apple Watch or be used for real-world gift cards to major retailers. The program will even use health information like remembering to get your annual flu shot and have regular doctor visits to accumulate points toward rewards. Aetna customers will optionally have the ability to share information with Apple, although that part isn't required for participation. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.